it down further.
Yeah, it would be better down more straight. It's okay.
Yep. Okay. Do I need to start?
With you about how to stand firm when the world doesn't, or when the world isn't standing firm. And so I want to talk just about that. We're living in a troubled time. It's the worst period of time in my lifetime, but it is not the worst time in the history of our country. I mean, we've been through other pandemics. You've got the bubonic plague. You've got Spanish flu killed way more people than what we've had with the COVID-19. We've had Great Depressions. We've had wars. We've had more wars, all kinds of things. But we are living in some crazy times. And I want us to learn to stand firm when everything around us collapses. So I just want to share shortly, briefly with you some scripture tonight. And this is Jesus talking, and he says this: "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter." And pretty much everything I'm going to talk about is in Matthew 7. If you've got a Bible or your app, you might want to open it to that. If you've got the Faith Life app, I believe on the Faith Life Proclaim app, you can follow these slides on your phone as well. But Jesus said, not everybody who calls out to me is going to enter heaven. Then he says this: "On judgment day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, we cast out demons in your name, and performed many miracles in your name.' But he said, 'I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law.'" So here's what I want you to write down. To build a strong foundation, you can't fake it. I want you to write that. To build a strong foundation, you absolutely cannot fake it. And that's in Matthew 7:21 is where he talks about that. He said, "Not everyone who calls out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will." So we have a lot of people, I'll call them kind of pretenders or fakers. And he's saying that not everyone that claims to be a Christian is. I mean, a lot of people go to church. I went to church for years, and I would have busted hell wide open had I died before I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. You've got to come to God on His terms. I mean, a lot of people go to church and think that's enough, or they do things in their own power, thinking if I just do enough good things, it's going to be good. But you've got to come to God on His terms. On His terms. Look at verse 23 here. Jesus said, "But I will reply, I never knew you." You know, Jesus is saying, "Hey, look, I've never known who you were." Why? Because you never had a relationship with me. And let me tell you, I don't want anybody in River Church or anyone that's hearing me tonight to ever fall into either one of these categories. And I found that people through this pandemic time that didn't have a strong foundation in Jesus, in a strong relationship with Jesus, a strong foundation of their faith, didn't do as well as those who have had a strong foundation. Doesn't mean that things are going well for those who had a strong foundation. It's just they're doing better while they're going through difficult times. This pandemic has really revealed either strong faith or weaker faith or even no faith. And so you've got to come, write this down, to God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, you can't enter God's kingdom only, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and the gate is wide for many who choose that way. And he says this, but the gateway to life is narrow and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Now, here's what I want to mention to you as you look at this. He says you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. Now, it's not that it's difficult to find. It's just that there's one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And he said, the highway to hell is broad and the gates wide because you can do anything you want to on that wide highway. I mean, you know, the narrow road, you've got a relationship with Jesus and you're strengthening that relationship. You're building your life and your family's life and your career and your career choices on the foundation of your relationship with Jesus. But those who are going down the wide road, they can do anything. You know, you're out at the beach on Sundays. You're not going to church. You're not even worried about God at all. And so you've got to understand it. And he says the gateway to life is narrow and the road is difficult, and only a few find it. And there's a few billion have found it, but only a few find it. So write this down. Wise people build their lives on the rock, while foolish people build their lives on sand. Wise people build their lives on rock. Foolish people build their lives on sand. And here's what Jesus said. He said, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who built his house on the rock. It says, though the rains came in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds his house on the sand. And when the rains came and the floods came, and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse in a mighty crash. Now, when I first moved down here, I noticed houses leaning like this. And they were leaning because they had not been built on a proper foundation. They had been built on sand, and they were leaning and sinking. And so you've got to build a building on the rock. And sometimes the way we do down here is we have to drive pilings down, right? We drive pilings down till they hit something firm, and they'll hold that house or that building up and hold it level. And so we've got to learn to do that. Now, he said this, foolish people build their lives on the sand. And so we build, too many people build their lives on things that are like sand. I mean, you know, you may be like that foolish builder. And here's the thing, look at the characteristics of sand. Sand washes away. I mean, Hurricane Katrina removed some beaches and things like that. If you stand on the beach with the waves coming over your feet, you'll start sinking. So sand won't hold up weight. It washes away. And if you've ever been in a desert, sand blows away. Or even on the beach when the wind blows real hard, it'll blow away. You can't build anything on the sand because it's either going to wash or sink or whatever. I guess some things that represent sand in our lives could be things like kids' activities, jobs, friends, money, popularity, social status. A lot of people who built their lives on those things are really at a loss right now because all that's been taken away. And those who still had a foundation on rock, you know, that when those things were taken away, they've been okay. But a lot of the people who didn't, their lives are really... they're having some time, some struggles. And so, you know, why do people, you'd say, well, if you live on rock and you can stand the storms, why would you build your life on the sand? Well, we build our life on the sand because it's easier. You just do whatever you want to when you're building on the sand. I mean, you just go out and build a house. When you build it on rock, you're going to drop some pilings down. You're going to get that foundation set, and then you're going to build a house on top of that. And that takes a lot of work to build your life on the rock. It takes you having a relationship with Jesus. It takes you doing things like going to church and to getting involved in connect groups or Zoom groups, we'll call them right now, and Zoom Bible studies. It takes time and work to read your Bible and meditate and pray every day and to spend time with other Christians. That takes time, but I want you to listen to me. Storms will come. We're in a storm right now. This coronavirus is a storm that's been going on now for going on 3 months. And it's been terribly tremendous. I mean, it's been horrible time. But here's the thing. Storms are going to come. Jesus said, when the rains and floods come. He didn't say if the rains and floods come. He said, when they come and they beat against that house, it will collapse. If you've built your life on sand, on popularity, on your career, and your identities based in all these things and on your kids, all this is going to, the storms are going to come, and that house or your life is going to collapse with a mighty crash. Let me tell you, storms happen. We've got this virus going on right now, but we've also got the financial struggles that go with that virus. And so the Bible says this, to build a strong foundation, you've got to build your life on the rock. You've got to build your life on the rock. And so Jesus said this, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on the solid rock. So when we hear Jesus teaching, and there's something key here, he says, and follows it is wise. You can hear it all day. But if you don't let that word of God sink into you and you start listening to what Jesus is saying and do what Jesus is saying, he said, you're going to be like the one that's building on sand. But if you build your life on the rock of Jesus, on the rock of your personal relationship with him, you're going to stand. I mean, if you think about it, rocks don't wash away, rocks don't sink, and they don't blow away. And so you need to build your life on the rock. So how do you do that? How do you build your life on the rock? Number one, you've got to personally receive Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. If you don't do this, none of the other stuff I'm going to say mean anything. You've got to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. I want you to know tonight that God loves you and he created you to have a personal relationship with him. You've got to personally receive him. And the second thing I want you to know is this, our sin keeps us from having a personal relationship with God. My wife one time had a lady who wanted to pray to receive Christ. And when she said, he said, repeat after me, dear Lord, I'm a sinner. And she looked at her and said, I'm not a sinner. We all are. Our sin keeps us from having a personal relationship. Paul said this, for everyone has sinned. All fall short of God's glorious standard. Paul later on said this in Romans 6:23. He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so we've got to know that our sin separates it. But Jesus provided a way out for that. You've got to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. See, the second part of that, your wages of sin is death. He says, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So you've got to have that personal relationship with God through Jesus. Jesus, matter of fact, said, I'm the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. This is where it gets kind of counterculture. You know, our culture thinks, oh, there's 100 different ways to the same God. There's not. There's one way to God, and it's through the Son of God, the part of the Trinity, the Son, through Jesus Christ. And that's the only way. It says this, and here's why. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. Let me tell you something. Nobody else has ever paid the price for your sins. We were talking to a young man who was on his way to Jordan one time, and Pastor Kathy was talking with him, and he was following Islam, and they got to talking, and she said, well, what do you do with sin? And he said, what do you mean? She said, well, the way we get rid of sin in our life is Jesus paid the price for our sin. Christ suffered for our sin once for all time. And so he takes away our sin is what she told him. And he said, well, he just hung his head and said, we have to try and work for it. And we know that doesn't work. The Bible says Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you and me safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. Let me tell you, Jesus is the only way. And you can know that, but it's still not enough. You have to personally respond by receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You've got to receive him as your Savior and Lord. Matter of fact, Jesus said to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, how do we do that? What does it mean? What's that look like? We've got to turn from your way of living. That's called repentance. We turn from our way to God's way. We've got to invite Jesus to come into our life and be our Lord and Savior. And then as best we can, we've got to allow God to direct our lives. And that's the first step. The next thing you've got to do is develop habits to help you grow stronger in your faith. Now, what do I mean by habits? You got to have a quiet time. You know, that's a habit. Prayer, reading the Bible, Bible study, going to church, small groups, witnessing. All those are like those pilings that you drive down in the ground to the concrete to get on the rock. And so as you read the Bible, as you meditate on it, as you do those kinds of things, you'll be building your house, your life on the foundation of God. And so what I want to do right now is